Wake up. Wake up, Jeff. No. Welcome back, guys. We are in episode 150, I believe.
I thought it was 149.
It's probably 149, actually.
Yeah.
What's the 150 in cricket? What is that like a... is there a name for that? Because you've got the century, half century.
150 in cricket's kind of like, yeah, you're killing it, mate. Just keep going.
Why don't they say like one and a half?
Like you raise the bat, but like it's a century and a half.
Yeah, they say a century and a half. I don't think I've ever heard that in cricket.
No.
Because they say half century flows.
Because, and then if you score 200, it's a double ton.
Yep.
So, no term for the 150.
Which actually doesn't make sense either.
Maybe we should wear some party hats though. Let's.
Why is it called a double ton when a ton's 1,000? Makes no sense.
Don't know. But they just call it a ton though.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know. Had I know it. They do. But it's just interesting. It's like, I just thought about it. But anyway, I was just talking about, I got a uni assignment. I have to do a podcast for my unit. And it's a 5-minute podcast. 5 minutes.
It's
intro, outro, music, like.
So how do you really even get that going?
5 minutes, bro. I'm asking one question.
One question, go. But then obviously the answer's got to be like, you remember we did a segment not that long ago. It was quite a while ago.
No, that your time's up. Moving on.
Spitfire questions. Spitfire questions. So like I ask you spitfire question, you answer it onto the next one. We don't do a back and forth.
Your time's up. Time to move on. That's pretty much what I'm going to have to say every time.
We're yappers as well.
I'll be like, oh, so like, how was your day today? Good. So, no, shut up. That's
shut
it.
The
good. That's
fuck it. Up, sweetheart.
No, I just found
it funny. Are you prepped for it though?
No. But I have to write a script and shit. It's kind of fun.
You got to write a script.
It's really professional. So, I got to write scripts, where we're going with shit. Well, It'll be good to implement some of the things into this podcast.
Of
so
course.
Get excited.
Scripts though, like surely you don't want it too...
Well, this is what
too,
I said.
Like regimented.
I know? Said to the guy that's in my class and I just said, look, mate, like this is not a podcast that we're making. It's we are making interview. like a news segment.
Yeah.
This is how... Because no one does an interview with someone on a podcast for less than 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
Like,
no one does it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, like you sit down and you just chat.
Yeah.
That's what people listen to a podcast for.
You're kind of doing like a 5-minute version of Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
Have you seen her podcast? She gets like celebrities on and she's got a fucking book, bro. She's got a piece of paper with fucking 50 questions. And it's kind of, I mean, people love it. And she does get to know people's lives, but... It's not really a podcast anymore. Bro, it's an interview.
Yeah, I mean, talk about absolutely collecting the bag when they did or when she did. Because, bro, their numbers, still, like, good. But she got offered, I think at the time Rogan got a $100 million contract and I believe the Call Her Daddy chicks got $50
million.
So, like, that's alleged, by the way. But $50 million, bro. For the numbers that like they're not $50 million worth numbers anymore. But
no, but
get the bag when you get it.
Did you see, but a couple months ago or like a year ago, Spotify cancelled a bunch of Spotify shows. So there's only a couple out there now. So you know like, is it Fairbairn or Fairbairn?
Yeah, but they would have been on vastly different contracts. Not even just money
wise. Of course.
Just like they probably got signed for a year.
But they were those Spotify premium ones. And then I remember... just recently, Calfreezy and Burnt Chips podcast, the fellas one, they lost their Spotify deal as well.
Yeah, I think...
It was exclusive to Spotify and their podcast is popping, bro.
Yeah, I think what the idea from Spotify, I'm assuming here, but it's just like a marketing tactic. If you can go and sign 100... If you can get, for example, just this didn't happen, but if you can get 100% of every podcast on earth on your platform and you pay... like you lose a bunch of money because you're paying them to do that. But what that does is every single person who ever wants to listen to a podcast has to go to Spotify. They're going to stick around when you cancel the show.
Yeah.
Because I bet their show is still on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, of course. The audio version, yeah.
Like, so you can still listen to it and people are good. So it's kind of actually genius, to be fair, but it sucks if you're a fucking creator, but...
Well, you know what they did as well? They were going to get AT on there, Andrew Tate, and... they couldn't do it because Spotify were funding their trip to Australia. And they're like, oh, if you have him on, you ask these questions. Like, we're not doing it.
Wow.
Allegedly. I heard this. They like, I'm pretty pretty sure Cal Freezy and that said it on their podcast. It was something around that.
I mean, it makes
and
sense.
They were like, yeah, we just couldn't do it, bro. Like, we needed the money. And then people were like, yeah. Like, obviously, a lot of people would have done that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But also, like, they got called cowards by AT.
Yeah.
Got called absolute cowards. And then Georgie has them on their show, so... Swings and roundabouts, I suppose. How's your week anyway, though?
Oh, mate.
I haven't seen you too much.
I haven't seen the fucking light, mate, for the week.
I remember last time I left you, you said, look, I enjoyed my weekend, but back to it now.
Yeah, so it was a busy week, and it was made exponentially worse because my power was out for 4 days.
Oh.
So Monday, so we filmed the pod on Monday. You left.
Yeah.
I went to the gym, came back. And then I was sit down to edit the podcast and I felt like I just fell asleep. Like,
oh.
I had like a 2 hour nap.
Yeah.
Wake up to my phone ringing at 6 p.m. or like whatever. No, Dad's ringing me. Come out the front, like kind of a bit panicked. Like, yeah. Come out the front. Like, I need you to help me. And I'm like, fucking hell. I just woke up. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm coming. I walk out. The power pole, bro, to our house. So if you have above ground power, you have your power lines, but every house has a power pole. And then they connect the line from the street to the house, and that's how you get power. So that power pole had rusted at the bottom, and when Dad was walking past it, like the letterbox, he just opened the letterbox and it just dinged the pole.
Yeah.
The pole fell over, and he could have got electrocuted. No bullshit, because the whole power pole like landed on him.
It landed on him.
Yeah, like he just holding this fucking power pole.
Why? You know that's fucked. It probably would have been just what's the word called,
bro? Instinct.
Instinct just to catch it?
Yeah. I mean, like the actual pole itself isn't live because it's...
Yeah.
Like otherwise, anyone who touched it as you walk past would die. But like you've got live power and there's a power line across the grass of the neighbors and shit.
So what did you do?
What did I do?
Just said, what the fuck?
Dude, I've just woken up and I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, what the fuck's going on? Oh, I think when I got my dad's phone,
yeah,
so he could ring Western Power. Then he rings Western Power. Worst mistake ever, bro.
Why? They're like, oh, we're going to shut everything off.
We rock up. They rock up and they go, yeah, yeah. So, snip.
Your
power's off. Now, with private power, fuck, you guys are probably so bored. I'll try speed run this. But private power... If it's because that pole is on private property, it's on the owners to deal with everything. So you have to get your own electrician out. You have to get your own pole. Then you have to get your electrician to put all the infrastructure on the new pole. Then you have to get Western Power to come back out and wire it all.
I can only imagine Big Glenn's reaction.
Mate, it is the biggest joke. Like, if anyone's dealt with this, you probably haven't because I would never have. But it's fucked to me that Western Power don't just do it. And then even if they charge so they charge my parents.
Mm.
That would make sense to me because it's private property. But at least have your guys fucking do it so we don't have 4 hours, 4 days with no power.
You gotta find a trader. You gotta find this. You gotta find that.
The original quotes for a pole for them to redo it all, $4,000.
Yeah, that's
and ridiculous. Then so that's on the house.
Yeah,
I said to my parents, I said, "Who you guys are like decently well off. Who the fuck
is paying that?
Like if you are living week to week." $4,000.
You just physically can't.
You pay off $100 a week.
Yeah.
You
surely they didn't.
40 weeks,
did,
mate.
Did you pay that, or you don't have to answer? No, well, that obviously, but well, like,
no, they didn't. They didn't go with that quote. So Dad, but like Dad's a pretty handy guy, so he ordered his own pole.
Yeah.
For like $600. So then he spent it, dug the hole, put it in himself.
Where is this pole?
It's at the front, next to the letterbox.
Okay.
So he put the pole in, and then he got. So our next door neighbor's an electrician. We just found that out.
Andy.
So he come over. So kind of mates rates, but like you probably end up paying like $1,000. The total job cost them about $2,000, I believe. But two grand even to a normal both my parents earn good money, bro. If you're a normal person living week to week, you would not be able to pay $2,000.
No.
No way.
No. So all in all, your power's out for fucking 4 days, mate.
Well,
that's just disgusting.
Well, Western Power came out, said, nah, it's done wrong.
No.
Just being a little fucking prick, mate. He just wanted to pick a fight with me too, like out the front, because he was like, you the owner of the house? Nah, I'm not, man. Like, he's like, you've done it all, though. I can't fucking do the job. It's all wrong. And I'm just like, mate, I don't have a clue, buddy.
Yeah.
So, like...
How old was this guy? Just old?
Probably 50s.
Yeah.
But then he came back the next day, fucking wanker again to my dad, apparently. But he could... So he goes, the whole thing's still wrong. electrician doesn't know what he's doing. My dad's like, oh, what did he do wrong? The guy's like, oh, it's all wrong. So he couldn't fucking say shit, mate. Like, just a sour old man. I was like, how do you go through life being that miserable? But no, 4 days without power wasn't too bad. We ran power from the neighbours. So that's like very nice, we had the fridges on and shit, but like couldn't watch my TV, couldn't play my PlayStation, had to charge my laptop in the fucking living room next to the fridge.
What, so it was all connected to just the kitchen or something?
Yeah, you just had like one power board.
Yeah, right.
Because like, you know. But no, it when you lose power, it's a bit fucked. Like you don't actually realise how much you use power.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. In terms of charging your thing, does your laptop just die so quickly these days?
Nah, if I use like demanding software, yeah, like Prem.
See, this is where I go wrong because I basically leave my laptop on charge 24/7. So when I take my laptop off charge, bro, next time I go to use it, it'll just be dead.
What?
Like, so if I'm using my laptop and it's like 60%, bro, then yeah. I don't use my laptop for like 2 days or something like that. I'll go back on it. It's dead.
Yeah, right.
It's just died, bro. When I haven't even been using it. Like the battery's just fucked.
Battery health on its fucked. You can check the battery health on
it. I'll have to check it, bro. Because it's actually crime. Like, because I'll go to turn my laptop on. I'll go to lift my screen. Because obviously we don't turn our laptops off. And I press the button. I go, oh, my laptop hasn't just shit itself, has it?
Oh, bro. I get a heart attack now
it's
every time.
It's pure anxiety. And then I go, hold the button, chuck it in charge, and then I see the blinking fucking battery dead. I'm like, oh, thank fuck.
Biggest fear of my life because it's happened to me twice. Both times I got it fixed under warranty.
Yeah.
But like there's no warranty anymore.
Yeah.
So if that thing fucks itself, I'm fucked. $4,000.
Yeah, it's fucked.
That laptop was $4,000. If I have to get a new one, I'm not buying a $4,000 MacBook, I assure you.
You'd probably have to... I'd probably try and find one like secondhand or something and then just cop it. But
I feel like buying tech secondhand's risky business.
It is, but it's also fucking a quarter of the price. So yeah. Anyway, you DJ'd as well. How was that? Hell yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
I won't say the venue, but I DJ'd again. Friday nights in Perth... naturally dead. Now we don't really go out much anymore.
No.
But I was just like, there was a couple of guys there and they just come up like, oh, can you play like Fred again? I was like, fuck yeah, I can play Fred again. So I start playing some Fred again, and then after he comes up at the end, he starts having a yarn and he's just like, oh, cheers for playing like Fred and shit. There's like 15 people in the venue.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, yeah, it's usually a bit busier than this. And he was like, yeah, it's just Friday nights in Perth.
Oh, is this like the venue bloke?
No, this was like just a customer.
Oh, okay.
But he just come up. He's like, yeah, like yeah. it's just typical. Like Friday nights in Perth is just a bit shit, I feel like. And I was like, yeah, I mean, we always knew that. But maybe it's gotten quieter since we've been retired from the sport.
Well, I mean, I just think like the people that are going out, on Fridays, they're 18, 19, 20, 21. Mm.
But that
they're probably not going. Oh, fuck. They're probably not going to that venue, are they?
Nah, like, that's the thing. Like, but it's also interesting. I was talking to my parents about this. Like, it's a restaurant until 9:30.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what it is. So, I'm like,
That would be our scene.
Yeah, but it's just interesting. Like, I'm like, there's no way to transform it into a fucking... to a dance floor when there's 20 people. Because you might have, like, the one person who's really outgoing who'll come up and dance... but there's no one to follow because there's 20 people. So it's awkward.
Revs did that in Melbourne though. That place is a restaurant, Evan, and then it turns into a dungeon.
Yeah, it's just a fucking...
like literally, bro. Remember when we went, it was just you and I.
We did Revs wrong, bro. We
needed to did. We were sat there and it was literally candlelight mood. People, chairs everywhere. And they're like, oh yeah, it doesn't get good till 12.
No, it was later. It was like 1, 2, 3. What? I was like, holy shit, what do you mean?
We still had a wild night that night.
Yeah, so that was fun. And then we find out people have died in there.
Yeah, that was...
allegedly. I don't know if you...
They managed to get a lot of people there, like even like big people.
No, it's like it's literally the spot, bro. But like after 3 a.m. Because when everywhere else shut... everywhere in Melbourne shuts at like 3.
That place, you'll...
everyone goes to Revs till like 9 a.m.
Yeah, you catch people walking out literally 8 a.m.
I don't know how people do that unless you're literally just on copious amounts of drugs.
They'd have to be.
Because I am fucked by like 11 p.m. if I'm...
yeah, they physically can't.
Just
bro.
Not like if I'm not drinking or anything as well. Or if I'm just drinking and had a couple of drinks, like I feel awful at like 11. I'm like, I want to go home in bed.
I'd love to go back to Melbourne just to go back to the pubs and the bars.
Oh, man.
The bars really like...
If anyone is in Melbourne and can hook the boys up with some free accom, I'll come over.
True, I will as well. Because the... The bars. I mean, what were the bars again? What were their names? So there was...
Oh, you got the Her Bar. That was really fun.
That was really good. What was the one
Electric
that
was... Electric is sick. Oh, you've never been to it. I don't think you've been into Electric, but that's a really fun club. So we just need some women for that one.
What was the one...
In St. Kilda?
Yeah.
The Espy.
The Espy, yeah.
That place gives me fucking going.
The Espy was so nice, bro. That was just... That was our little home, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was local for us.
That was our 10 home, minutes, mate. Away from home, away from home.
Yeah, I love the SP.
The fact that...
I wish we went out more.
I wish we went out more as well.
But then I didn't really want to when I'm there.
No. we might have had more shit times. So, true. I mean, to be fair, we went out like 3 times and they were all fantastic.
So, bro, when I went in my... Because I went for my birthday like 2 weeks before we went. Before we moved there, and I went to like that, like the chick that I was seeing there, she took kind of like a pub crawl for my birthday. So just a bunch of different venues, and like, fuck, bro, there's another one called like Flower Child or something in St. Kilda as well.
Yeah,
and it's, oh, it's, mate, it's super classy. Like it's just chicks in high heels and dresses.
Yeah,
like that's the vibe. I fucking like this is so good. We need to go to Melbourne. Someone. Let us sleep on your couch or your floor.
Preferably a spare bed. That'd be good.
Yeah, but if it's free, I'll take a fucking anything.
Of course, yeah. But no, the night we went out with Hamish, one of our friends from Victoria, Cam, who lives in Perth.
And what's his name?
Dork, who was over there. No,
Cam's the boy's friend.
yeah, Misfits boys.
Yeah, the other friend, not Cam.
Yeah, we went with Jacques after. Jacques as well. Oh, but that was a separate time.
Yeah.
No, it was... I remember that night forever. It was just so funny, bro. It started at Her Bar. There was like 6 French women there all just speaking to them. It just got really fucking rowdy really quickly, didn't it?
Fuck, I love it, bro. I could go into... I think we probably did recap that night in depth at some point.
Yeah.
I would love to like... Maybe we just hire an editor to make a compilation of all the 150 episodes.
Oh, that'd be insane, bro. There'd be some rogue shit as well. There'd 100%. Be some serious rogue content coming out of our mouths if we did that. Oh, yeah, but let's quick debrief before we get into the next thing. If you're someone who could potentially edit some clips for us, just the show, just maybe as an intro, let us know if you're looking for some experience, anything like that. Let us know. DM us. Because we might be interested in you.
Yeesh. Yeah, how was your week, mate? I didn't ask you.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I took myself to Scarborough, actually, on Saturday morning.
I was going to go, but I had to do an assignment.
Well, I knew you were doing your assignment one, and I knew also you wouldn't have been home till fucking midnight, so...
I was actually home pretty early.
Oh, did you not go to the final bell?
Finish at 10, mate.
Oh, God.
For anyone who doesn't know, that was the DJ night.
I know you said it was dead, but I thought you were still going to the...
I was begging for him to come and say, just go home, buddy.
Yeah. So I just met... Tom and Matt went, but Tom had to leave early. So myself and Matt just literally went to the beach after for a quick swim and then left. But it was good. This Friday, us four are going to go to a CV, send a session. That's going to be fun. Those two... Tom's been there once. At Canning Vale Revo.
Only once. And probably not since all that.
Remember when we did legs that day?
Yeah, I remember. That was fucking...
It was a hard session.
We were at Blackies, bro. That shit was...
Yeah, it was a long time ago. So I think Tom's eyes are going to be fucking pulled wide open. He doesn't know the standard of the gym now.
Yeah, he's going to be...
Like you went recently.
Morley's good. CV shits all over Morley in terms of equipment.
Unfortunately, CV shits over almost any of the joints, bro. Like Scarborough, you have to... There's other things going for it that make it good.
Titties. Oh, sorry, my bad. what do they call that? The interior, when you have the thoughts in your head that you just can't, you're trying to hold them back, but you say them anyway.
I know it.
It's like interior thoughts, but it's not interior. It's something thoughts. Similar to interior.
He let his intrusive thoughts
Intrusive
get out.
Thoughts, yeah.
That's the one. But no, Canning Vale Revo, if you haven't gone there, It's fantastic. There is literally every piece of equipment there, multiple of them as well. You just can't go wrong. So we're going to have a nice little foursome sesh. No doubt there'll be Frankie there. Shout out F.
I love my black
friend. Shout out FM. Maury will probably get himself there.
He's my favorite black guy, I know.
Oh, yeah. He's slimming down as well. I said to him the other day, I said, that photo you sent of yourself in the overalls, you looked hot, bro.
Yeah, I messaged the snap. Frank sent a photo in some overalls, some work overalls, and I said, oh, yeah. I'll shag, yeah.
I literally said, Frank, bro, I didn't want to have a wank tonight. Like, what the fuck, bro? But no, you know what he's doing? He's actually on a diet with his mum.
Oh, really?
So, they're both doing, like, eating the same. Obviously, different quantities based on their things. But they're both eating the same meals for the same goals. But his mum was like, why are you losing weight so much quicker? And he was like, I'm doing 10-hour shifts of the most vigorous work ever. He was telling me, like, he's lifting. Like, the jobs he had to do the past week gone. He was like, awful, bro.
What's also, you got to think as well.
Metabolism of his.
Well, fat versus, I don't know what he's... Like, Frank's 110 kilos and he's probably going to lose 20 kilos, thereabouts. I don't know what his mum looks like. But it's like, if she's in good nick and she only has to lose 5 kilos, you're going to lose 5 kilos. Losing 5 kilos is a lot harder than losing 15 of the first 20 because you're just naturally bigger. Like, if you took someone who's 300 kilos, probably be dead, but 300 kilos and you just put them on a cart, that will lose like 3 kilos a week, bro. Mm-hmm. As opposed to like me, if I was on a cart, I'll be struggling to lose 0.5 like of a kilo, even if I didn't eat, just because my body, there's not a lot of shit there to actually lose.
Also, if you want to lose 5 kg, you probably want to take longer to do it as well.
100%. And he also trains and works hard. So like it's, I don't know.
Anyway, I got my eyes tested as well.
Oh, you had that? You need glasses?
My eyes. So I have this thing.
All right, Selwood.
Pisses me off, Con. Pisses me the fuck off, bro. So, I always get asked this question, like, oh, you baked, bro?
Yeah, you do. You always look high, though.
He's like, you baked, bro? Like, oh, your eyes really red. I'm like, so, look at my other eye. Mm. Is that one red?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
So, you think if I was baked, one eye would just be red? No. No. And I always hit him with oh, yeah, I wish, bro. No, I don't. I don't wish.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have this thing called pterygium. It's growth from the sun. It's It's not harmful at all. But it will eventually cover my eye. I have to stop it before it covers my eye. It takes decades to do that, though. Anyway. Mm. And I saw something in, like, the corner of my eye. It was a different color. It was white. And I was like, oh, God. And I said to a couple of the boys, said, yeah, cancer in the eye, fellas. Said, cancer in the eye. Like we do as humans, we just... jump to conclusions, jump to the worst thing. I remember when you said, oh, I had an ulcer in my mouth, you thought it was mouth cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was.
We just naturally do these things. I booked in though. He showed me the back of my eyes, very healthy.
That's good. That was like me. The scans are sick. Did he go through like all the scans and shit? Because I was asking him, I was like, what the fuck's all this shit?
This guy, he was teaching me. He was like, I want you to understand what I'm telling you.
Yeah, that was like this guy. I was like, this is sick.
I was like, no, I appreciate it, mate. Like, you're very good. And he said, after I passed each thing, he's like, oh, you can officially be a pilot because I've got the eyesight. Mm. He's like, this is the required eyesight to be a pilot. Oh, and the first one, you've just renewed your driver's license at 80 years old. Because, you know, when you get tests when you're older, he's like, this is the minimum thing for you to have a driver's license. Turns out I don't need glasses.
Yeah, nice.
I'm not short-sighted. I'm not far-sighted. He just said my eyes are healthy. I went in expecting, though, to need something.
Yeah. Must be nice, bro.
But no, did you struggle with the test at all? Like with, was anything, did you get anything wrong? Did they tell you that? Is that why they said that?
No, but like, well, so the test is designed for you to get it wrong at some point. So like they'll keep flicking. That's how they get the prescriptions to get them right. Because they'll be like, oh, okay, so it should be blurry. Yeah, they'll be like, it should be blurry. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
But surely like they just didn't. Do they just force glasses upon you then? Do they just keep going until you couldn't get it right? And they were like, all right.
We'll I don't know. Like, if you have perfect eyes, then maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't know. Anyway, I got two sets of glasses as well. One's both sunnies. I have to wait 2 weeks for them to get the frames and shit put in.
Wait, so you do need glasses? Or you
no, no, they're just sunglasses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're just because I get them with cover.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And he's like, you may as well do it because it renews January 1st and you pay for this cover. So it's like, take advantage of it.
Yeah, no one ever does, bro.
No, no. And the guys, I hate when people say it's free because it's not free because you pay for it.
Well, my parents.
Well, exactly, yeah. The best thing.
It's going to be the worst day of my life, mate, when I finish uni and go off my parents' healthcare at like 25.
Best thing, bro. Private health, or at least mine. I don't know who you're with. My mum's. I'm on there till I'm 30, bro.
Yeah, I think they might have changed it to 30.
They did change it, bro.
But yeah, I don't know what... I think mine's covered while I'm a student.
So yeah, so was I. Something, I don't know. All you got to do though is pay a little bit extra.
Yeah.
And I said to my parents, I'll just pay that.
Mm.
It's like, it's for me. I'm saving so much money being on yours as opposed to fucking forking out hundreds, bro, to pay for my own.
No, 100%.
Shit. But yeah, got them done. Happy, I'm fine.
Yeah, it's always good news when you... when you get like positive news from a doctor.
Yes.
Well, not actually technically you don't want the positive. You want the negative.
You want the negative, yeah. You want the positive negative news.
Fuck it out. Dude, people right now are just like, what did you just say?
I want to ask you a question.
We've been yapping for 25 minutes.
You know how footy players always, if you're playing at home, you get a song played after your goal, after you score a goal.
Well, like Brisbane do it, but yeah.
Well, like I know, yeah, a lot of clubs do it. Say you played for a club and if you scored a goal, you got to choose what song would play after you scored one. What would your song be? Because there's AFL players out there whose songs are shite, mate.
Yeah.
They are Joe Danaher.
Yeah, they try.
I don't care if it's for your kid. Playing Let It Go is not hyping up the boys when you're 7 points down with a minute to go.
They're trying to be quirky.
It's fucking shit.
My tune would be like... Like, I'm the fucking man, bro. Like,
no, but like, that's not a song.
I haven't thought of the song, but like,
give me a song.
It'd be something like super hype, like maybe like induction speech or something. Like,
oh, but it has to be like, I realize that I made it today. That part of the song, it can't just be the intro.
I don't know if you've like the song's literally called like I'm the Man. I'll play the first.
You can tell everybody.
It's like, it'd be the chorus. It'd be like gangster, like...
This is 50.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm the man. Imagine like you just kick it going, you're just like, I'm the fucking man. Like, I'm here, baby. I'm here.
Bro, that's the thing. A lot of the... Because multiple clubs do it. And I know some of the lads are liking good music. And they're not playing it, bro.
What's so funny, like, obviously we got a bit of a younger culture at West Coast now in the pregame. That's rinsing drum and bass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's so funny how these old boys are just like,
I hate it, fuck this shit. Yeah. No, it's pretty crazy. Like pick some good songs out there for your goal celebration songs, lads.
Yeah, 100%.
Make it better.
Even just like Take Me Home Country Road, bro. Like, how are you getting hyped to that?
Oh, it's pathetic.
Like imagine just like, I'm fucking here.
It's pathetic,
like, bro. Hell hyped and shit. Like, put me some heavy hip hop.
Yeah, what's it called? When that guy who actually got shot in the NFL or like college football, and he played like Many Men or two, like the 50 Cent song, because obviously 50 got shot and blah, blah, blah. It's just hard as fuck, bro.
Yeah, it's gangster. Just
a bunch of soft blokes.
What's your song, mate?
Potentially like a... Maybe like a Dreams and Nightmares by Meek Mill, something like that.
Dude, that Meek Mill has a new banger, it's fucking tune.
Or like the Mike Tyson one where he goes, I want to rip his heart out.
Imagine if you just, you know those TikTok edits?
Yeah.
Where he's got like, it's Mike Tyson. Imagine you just played one of them after kicking a goal. Holy shit. I'd run through a bus, bro.
I've got a lot of SoundCloud songs with like Mike Tyson edits in them. They're the best thing that gets me hyped, bro. Because that guy says some vile stuff. But I want to be in a vile mood when I'm at the gym, bro.
100%.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
There's these edits, Mike Tyson. Oh, fuck it. I'll butcher it. But they did like, it's like hard style.
Mm.
And it's like Mike Tyson. He's like, I bite your fucking head off. I bite your fucking head off. And then it's just like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Like hard style. I'm like, fuck.
It's sad, bro. I've memorized what that fuck it says. Like,
put that. Imagine that shit at the fucking. Imagine you're in the crowd and your team's just kicked that goal, and then you hear that edit.
Are you not getting hyped?
I swear to God, bro. If there's an opposition fan next to me, I'm fucking king hitting him, bro. Just out of, I'd be like, it's not even my fault.
That's the thing. How are you getting hyped to let it go?
Let it go.
Oh, come on, please.
Let it go. That was beautiful. Vaping. What do we think?
Oh, it's fat no.
Yeah. No. For me, that shit is the most degenerate type of fucking behavior you can do.
I was saying to Tom the other day, I said, I've got some friends out there who like seriously do it. We know some people who are like...
Like cereal addicted.
Would shit themselves when they lose their vape. And I'm actually like... Intrigued isn't the right word. I'm worried what that's going to look like in 10 years.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we physically do not know.
It's like cigarettes, bro. Cigarettes, when our parents were kicking and screaming at our age, it was like, if you didn't... Like, smoking was healthy, bro. Now...
They just didn't know.
It's cancer.
Yeah, so
it's going to be the same. It's still nicotine.
It's fucked, and there's more shit in them. Thankfully, a lot of people in our immediate friend group don't really do it.
I don't think anyone in our close friends vapes.
No, so on a night out.
Yeah, but I'll rinse a puff on a night out.
He'll hit a vape, but yeah. All in all, grow up, guys. That's the good thing about our generation. They're pretty good. They're pretty good at like just stamping shit out. Of course, some people are prone to addictions and whatnot more than others.
Yeah, I've never really given myself the opportunity to vape.
No.
Like, just
known as shit from the get-go and I don't do it.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's just not something I need to test.
No, but you know, I have tried them and I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, that tastes nice. Oh, there you go. Like,
what an inconvenience. Imagine having to have this little sucker. It's like my lip balm.
It's the lip balm, yeah.
Imagine having to have a little sucker around that I have to suck on all day to maintain sanity.
Everyone has their own version of it, though, Ev. That's the sad thing.
Do they?
Everyone has... Oh, you've got your lip balm.
Yeah, but that's not a vape. Like, I use my lip balm 3 times a day.
No, but like, you lose it, you're pissed.
Yeah. But like a vape, bro, is like cigarettes. Like, you need to have... I need to have a break so I can go and have a vape.
Yeah. You know what I want to know out there? This is for the ladies, and they'll be able to answer this question. So how long does it take for women's hair to be average after they've got their hair done? Because for guys, it can be a couple of days, depending on the cut.
Diabolical, son. 2 weeks ago.
A week and a half.
No, he still looks stunning.
Yeah, I had to do it, bro. I touched my fade up myself, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it looks like. Nah, I'm
My barber said that. He's like, oh, I can tell, bro.
Oh, really?
He's like, you did all right, but I can fucking tell you did
it. Let's go fuck him up, bro.
But yeah, it's because for guys, ladies, it's 2 weeks. It's a week. And depending the fade's on
your
gone, cut, bro.
Depending on your... Like, if you're a fade person, yeah.
Well, I get tapers. I get low taper, so obviously not a lot is getting done. But it is... It's fucking vile. It's fucking infuriating. And I know women get their... They get their hair done and they love the way they look. They look fantastic. But how long is it lasting like that until they go, look, I'm not going to, but I could really do with it getting done?
I think the better question to ask them is, if you had unlimited money and time, how often would you get your hair done? Because if I had unlimited time and money, I would get my hair redone once a week, minimum. I would. I'd just get it diced up every week. Whereas a chick, I feel like a chick's not going every week regardless of time and money. So after they get like a month, would you go every 2 months?
I think their hair's just more manageable, Ev. Like, they're not touching up a fade.
No, that's what I'm asking them.
Like, that's the thing. Like, ours, you can significantly notice a difference in someone's hair in 2 weeks for a guy.
Yeah.
For women, in my opinion, you can't. Their hair looks really good when they first get it done because they're getting it curled.
Yeah,
or like they're getting like those flows.
Oh, yeah.
It's glistening, of course.
I love that.
But they can still have really, beautiful hair 2 weeks later.
No, 100%.
But I want to know how long till it's like, fuck, I need this done.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon it's like, I'm going to guesstimate 2 months. That's my guess.
2 months?
Yeah. But I reckon it could be like, if you had unlimited time and money, I feel like maybe you just go get it done every month.
Yeah, it probably would vary depending. Curly hair. Straight hair,
yeah.
Real frizzy hair.
It's an interesting one.
Let us know. And then there's another thing I really wanted to quickly touch on for guys. So washing your hair. For guys dread it. Guys absolutely dread washing their hair to the point where they don't do it. They don't do it because when you wash your hair and you use conditioner and shampoo, oh my God, you lose any substance of volume. Your hair's flat. It's silky. You can run your fingers through it. Oh, it's smooth. Who cares?
Yep.
Guys like the natural, like...
The oils, mate.
The oils that make your hair shape the way it shapes.
Yeah.
You know, they can really just... You don't need product in your hair because you've got those natural oils. You're not killing your hair with harmful chemicals. So guys, don't do it, bro. You go to the beach like, oh my God, this is amazing. So, but then girls, oh my God, I need to wash my hair.
Yeah.
I'm not getting my hair wet. I just wash my hair.
Do you know what? There's nothing I love more, bro, than when a girl freshly washed her hair.
It smells nice.
It's slightly damp.
Okay. Control yourself.
And I'm just laying down, bro.
Control yourself.
No, bro, because it smells incredible, bro.
It does.
If you have shit shampoo, fuck off. Get better one, bro. Because whatever, I swear, like some of these shampoos that girls be using, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like what flavor? Like peach or something? Like
something.
Raspberry peach?
Yeah, or like a little raspberry strawberry or something.
Green apple. I'm just listening to kids. Yeah. Because I used to wash my hair.
That's why I love kids. Oh,
golly.
It's a joke.
Just fucking a joke. Oh, man.
It's a joke on camera anyway.
Next.
Yeah, so...
I know you've got
I should have mentioned this when I was at... Fucking when I was DJing, but the guy... someone come up to me and said, like, oh, you look really unique.
What?
That's got to be the most backhanded compliment I've ever heard.
You look really unique. You got a face to remember. Is that a good way? Is that a bad way?
I reply, okay.
What do you mean by that?
I didn't even reply. I just looked at it. I was like...
do you want to continue? Yeah.
You look unique. What do you mean? Do I look like a fucking clapped like motherfucker? Mm. Or, you know, do I look uniquely wonderful?
How did you take it?
Oh, I just...
How did he say it? Did he say... You I was really unique.
I was more just flabbergasted, bro.
Quite a unique face you have. Like, how did he say it?
They were just like, oh, you look really unique, hey? Oh, the fuck? Okay.
Maybe you liked the look of you.
Maybe.
Because you know what I've copped sometimes?
If someone said to your cooking, well, your cooking's really unique.
That could be good as well.
Would you, I would say unique.
In what way?
I'm not good enough to be unique.
No.
So my cooking, I'm not Gordon Ramsay, bro. I'm not experimenting with herbs and spices.
Yeah.
Herbs and spices for you H haters. Herbs. But no, like, yeah, I just thought it was funny. I didn't really give a shit. I was like, oh, okay. Like,
I've got something similar. And I naturally have like tired eyes. I just do. They're not alert eyes. But a specific person the other day, she goes, oh, you look really tired. And you know what? You know, in my head, you know what I said? In my head, I'm like, I'm not tired.
Yeah, you're like, I had 12, 9 hours sleep.
I said, and you know what I just said? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a little bit tired. And then literally, bro, this was at work, okay? This was at work.
Oh, shit.
So she drops me this one. She goes, you look really tired. And I say, oh, yeah. I just got along with it. Oh, yeah, whatever. All right, get the fuck out of my face. And then, didn't say that. I just played along with it. She's leaving my work. And she goes, hang in there. You look really tired. Just hang in there.
Oh, my God.
And I said, are you okay? Have I done something to you? Because I don't comment on your fucking appearance. I can't look that tired. Like, I feel fine. Do I have some dark circles? Potentially. But to say, bro.
Twice, too, doubling down?
Not just the double down, but hang in there.
Hang in there is crazy, too.
Your shift's almost over. Hang in there.
Hang in there, buddy.
How about you go fucking hit a pole on your way home? Honestly, because being told you're tired, you look tired, when I'm not tired, ruined my fucking day. Yeah. And you know, I said it because Jared and Jamo came into my work that same day. And I said, do I look tired, lads? I just got told I look tired. They said, no, I didn't think you looked tired. And I said, yeah, well, someone else had a fucking different opinion.
And theory fucking mate.
It's one of the worst things someone can say to you.
It's like backhanded, like.
It's not backhanded, straight to the fucking point.
She's trying to be nice. Like, oh, like, you look really tired. I hope you're okay. Like, well, I'm fucking not. Yeah. And I'm fine. And I look fantastic.
I was okay. I look great. Shut the fuck up.
Bro, it's like, it's literally the, it's like the equivalent of saying like, oh, like, It's good that you really think that dress looks good on you. It's really, I like your confidence to wear that dress.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's a back
alley. You like the confidence that I'm wearing. So you hate the dress, but you like that I'm confident enough to wear this shit dress.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Lads, that's a pickup line. Use it on a chick in a bar. You'll get laid.
Evan Guarantee. It's Evan Guarantee. If it doesn't happen, he's liable.
Google it. It's called negging.
He's liable.
I've never used it. Never will.
Never will. Evan's too mature
just
for that.
Just pointed to the camera four times, by the way. So for audio people, those slight pauses had action.
They would have caught on.
Yeah, they would have known I'm pausing. Bro, speaking of compliments, not backhanded. Can we just... I saw this TikTok of a guy running. And he said, when I go on my run, I go out of my way to say five nice things to people and give five high fives. So like when he's running, he's like, oh, keep it up.
Love a good high five.
High five. On the run. Bob's your uncle. Now, I'm not a runner, but why the fuck? Can we just normalize compliments? If a chick's got a dumpy in the gym, I should be allowed to say, that shit juicy.
Damn!
you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, that your form's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can. No one's stopping you from saying a compliment.
No, you can't, bro.
You can.
No, do you know what's stopping me? Spending a night in the overnight lockup, man.
Nah, it's...
I don't fancy getting a fucking criminal record for saying nice, juicy buns.
If someone finds you attractive, they'll take your compliment. If they don't, you're a creep.
You're going to prison.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but unfortunately, it's the way it is. It's the way society is. Not everyone. Some people just say thank you. They still might be a little bit scared, but...
I know you're going to relate to this, and I know a lot of guys are going to relate to this. Maybe girls too. So, you're in the gym... And there's, say, not an attractive girl to you, so a less attractive girl. I do not feel creepy. I don't feel suspect. I don't feel like I'm perving. Even though I'm doing the exact same stuff, if there's a hot chick, I feel like she thinks that I'm just staring at her. Like, that's what it feels like. That's the perception I get. I don't know if you relate to that, but like I feel no pressure when it's like someone that I don't find attractive, whereas when I find someone attractive, I think that like they just think I'm staring at them.
It's because you'll naturally do double takes, bro. You'll naturally just look at them.
Yeah, but I feel like I look at everyone.
You just don't, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way you're looking at someone who you find a 10.
Yeah, true.
The same amount as someone you don't
find. Maybe my eyes widen up or something. My pupils get bigger. Yeah. That's a sign of affection. No, but it's actually like, it's kind of weird because if I'm leaving the gym at the same time as someone, don't find them attractive, I have no problem.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, yep, this is fine. If there's a chick that I find attractive and they're walking out before me and we just happen to be leaving at the same time, no coincidence. Oh, no, it is a coincidence. I haven't gone out of my way to leave at the same time. In my head, I'm like, she's going to think I'm following her.
Yeah.
Time to go for a piss. It's weird. The brain fucks me over.
Even as girl I find really attractive at the gym.
What's her name?
Can't say.
You do know her name though.
I do know her name. Yeah. She's I've actually this is the tough part. I matched with her on a dating app probably a year and a half ago, something like that.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Spoke to her for a bit and then I never sent another message. Found her really attractive though. And then she came into where I work. I signed her up for the next thing. And then she just went missing for a while. I was like,
that's heartbreaking.
And then I went on Instagram. Who do I see in the profile picture?
Oh, no.
Yeah. But then she came up to me today. The other day. And I thought she was just leaving and she was going to say goodbye. She's like, oh, can you help me? I was like, fucking earth, I can. What do you fucking want?
Dude's got some person having a seizure on the ground. Like, someone requires medical attention. And she's like, can you just help me like for 1 second? You're like,
yeah.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah. I had three people signing up. And I say, yeah, I'll be back, guys. I was just at the desk. And she says, can you help me? I said, yeah, of course. What do you need a hand with? Just couldn't connect her headphones.
Oh, dearie.
To the machines, right?
People do that?
Yeah, because they're doing the classes.
Oh, for the Pilates.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant like to the treadmill.
No. Anyway, I said, oh, never really used them before, but I'll give it a go. And she had like the old gen AirPods.
Oh.
She was like, oh yeah, I usually wear like Beats over ears.
Of course.
I was like, oh, okay. And she was like, yeah, there's no button on here to pair. I was like, I don't know, there's a fucking button. I was like, I'm fucking Superman here. No, it's not working on this machine. I was like, oh, we'll just try another one for you. And then I was, you know, she was sat on the machine. I was squatting down, just having a look at the TV. Thank God I put aftershave on that day, put some nice fragrance on. And bang, I was about to say her name. Oh my God, her AirPods popped up, connected them. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
I said, no worries, sweetheart.
No, you're like, well, you're like, you owe me.
I said, you have a good workout now. And if you do have any other questions, just come see me.
And don't forget about it. What's the, there's a show. Oh, The Office. When Dwight and stuff are having an IOU battle. And he's like,
oh, yeah.
Just remember it.
Yeah.
But don't forget about it, because you do owe me.
And yeah. And then that's such a fucking funny episode. And then, she did a workout. And then as she left, said, how'd you go? She goes, oh, yeah, good. Thanks so much. Have a great day. I said, yeah, you too. And now she probably went back to her boyfriend's house.
Yeah, but I'm sure she went back to her boyfriend's house and said, oh, this really cute guy at the gym helped me like connect my headphones.
Mm.
And I'm sure the boyfriend loved it, mate.
Because
if I was in the boyfriend, I'd be like, I'm really happy that this happened for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Brightened up my Sunday though.
Fucking sparks are flying, mate. Maybe you guys are just, he's just teaching her how to be a good missus so that when they break up, you can reap the benefits.
Yeah. So I remember her. Do you reckon she remembers me?
Absolutely.
You reckon?
Yeah, 1,000%.
We had a conversation.
Bro, no one asks, can you help me connect headphones to the thing? You just work that shit out.
Well, I said.
Surely.
I said, I was like, oh, yeah, some people like just don't use headphones. She goes, yeah, I know. I just didn't really want to do that though. I was like, yeah, fair enough. But I'm intrigued because we've been coming across multiple different things that you said last week. Women are a lot more like men than we think they are.
They're more like men than men, I'm convinced.
They're more like men than men are.
Bro, they're looking at guys in the gym like, I want to fuck the shit out of that guy. 1,000%.
Yeah.
Well, not every girl, but some girls. This was a funny thing when you were just saying like you kind of do things for like people who are attractive. Have you ever been talking to a chick and she'll ask you a question? Like, oh, like, how do you do this? I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Google.
Oh, yeah.
I Google, how, like, say, like, obviously I know how to change a tire, but say, like, for example, like, she's like, oh, do you know how to change a tire? And if I didn't know, I'd be like, oh, yeah, of course, how to change a tire. And then I'd just be like, oh, yeah, you just got to do this, and I would look like a hell of a smart genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do that shit a lot.
You know what I did one time, Ev? Girl was signing up for the gym. We didn't have internet in the gym. Her reception was poor. You know what I said? Do you want me to hotspot you?
Hey, Ray, we've got a pretty privilege is a fucking thing, mate. And it goes for guys too.
It's a thing.
But like, I can't really talk from a guy's perspective. But as a, like, if there's a pretty girl who needs fucking anything, mate.
I'll do it.
I'll fucking do it, eh? Like, oh my God. Like, bro, no bullshit. This is going to sound so fucked. I'm not actually going to say it. I'm like, I can't
say it. Say
nah,
it.
Nah, nah, nah.
Say it. Well, you can always cut it if it sounds bad.
It's going to sound bad, but it's just like if you had, if I was in a time crunch, running late for work, on my way to work, not so attractive girl on the side of the road, broken down with a busted tire. I'd probably look at you and I go, oh, I'm running late. Really hot chick. I'm going like this one.
Yeah.
Bring, bring. Hey guys, just letting you guys know, like, I've had to stop to help someone. They've just broken down on the side of the road. I'm going to be 30 minutes late to work.
RAC, can you cover a friend?
Mate.
Can you cover someone else and on cover?
And I'm going like, you got a jack, love?
Yeah.
Let's fucking get this sorted for you.
Yeah, you get on your hands and knees, ruin that office attire.
And then halfway through, as I'm changing the tire, she rings the boyfriend. Oh, some guys help. Fuck off. Fix the tire yourself. You fucking.
That clip. You see that UK guy? He like kicks. He's getting this girl drinks, and then she goes, "Oh yeah, me and my boyfriend are sat over there." He just fucking drops the fucking
thing.
And then she's like helping. He's helping this girl move out. She's walking her dog. Oh yeah, my boyfriend's just parked over there. Fucking boots the dog.
They were a bit old now.
They are. Like they were so funny. Bro. I don't know what show that was, but I'm fucking hilarious.
May as well stay on the relationship theme. Someone asked me to do more, or us to do more relationshipy stuff, but they damned me. This is another thing I saw. If you are a lady or a guy, and you've been through 6, 7, 8 relationships in your time, and every single time that you come out of this relationship, the partner you are with is a narcissist, a sociopath, the problem, I think you might have to put a mirror up and internally reflect, because if 8 people are narcissists, maybe you're the fucking narcissist. Just a thought. I don't know.
I think you potentially have issues that you need to address for yourself, but there are women out there who can just attract dickheads as well.
Oh,
and vice versa. There are guys out there who just attract women who are just awful.
But I would say it's a character flaw if you after like 5 cocksuckers, you can't look at him and go, he's a cocksucker.
Yeah.
Like that's...
There's something wrong.
That's a character flaw, bro.
Yeah.
Because I can take one look at a dude and probably get it wrong sometimes in terms of like assuming they are a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But I could, like, if a girl was like, oh yeah, this is my ex, I'm like, and no wonder you got flogged.
Yeah.
They didn't actually get flogged, but like, no wonder he treat you like shit. I could tell you from a mile away that guy would treat you like shit.
Unfortunately, there are people, everyone sees the red flags. Do you call it quits when you first see them, or do you just power through though? I had an instance recently where I went on a couple of dates.
Where'd you go?
Oh, multiple different things.
Oh.
And it's just like, you know, you can just spot them. But also, you're not 100%. Like fully interested in that person as well. Sparks aren't flying. And there's just little things. And it's like, in the past, I probably just would have looked past it and just...
Not anymore.
It's like, why waste my time? Why waste their time?
I say it now, like, I'm way too old to settle. Like, I've gone way too long without a partner to, like, just settle for, like, a piece of shit.
You know the thing is as well? I know someone who just lives and breathes and wants to be in a relationship so bad, right?
Interesting to me.
I fucking love being single for the fact that, bro... You think about your days, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much effort you have to put into a relationship. Mm-hmm. I know someone where we can say it, Frank, he only sees his girlfriend once or 2 times a week. And that's on the weekend because he fucking works hard. And my point of view is that if you have a long fucking day, then you have to make the time to see someone.
Counterpoint for you, but as devil's advocate,
you'd want to make the time.
It shouldn't. This is one of my things we'll get into just after this, but I feel like that is where, if they're the right partner,
yeah,
it wouldn't actually feel like you're having to put effort in.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing. So it's like, if it's not that, then I'm just not gonna do it.
1000%.
Because I just can't be fucked, and also, I'm completely fine with alone time. I value it a lot. And I need it a lot.
Yeah, no. That's my problem.
And it's like, if I'm doing like dates or something, or just seeing someone casually, and it's just not like that, and I'm just not loving it, I feel like I'm like, oh my God, I wish I was by myself right now.
If it feels like you have to put effort in,
yeah,
that's when it's a problem. And I'm not saying you shouldn't put effort in. I'm saying that the effort should just feel... Yeah, like if it should just feel like you want to do it. Like it's like, yeah. Oh, I really want to surprise my girlfriend with flowers, or the girl I'm seeing with flowers, and take her out to dinner, because like it benefits me more than it benefits her.
Yeah.
Like I'll enjoy doing that for her, like almost, but yeah. But yeah, back to like... I just think it's so funny when you see the same girl on TikTok or whatever and she's just like, oh... Every guy I've ever dated is a narcissistic piece of shit.
Picking the wrong guys.
Where's the common denominator, sweetheart?
Where's the accountability?
Because it ain't them.
Even, unfortunately, a lot of people aren't mature enough. Like, it takes like a big person, even if you got shit on, right? Say you got shit on in a relationship. Because you can get shit on.
Oh, yeah.
In a relationship, but you still did things that led for them to do that. It wasn't fully it's not always your fault. sometimes it's not your fault at all. But you can do things that can slightly lead person to making a shit decision or just dumping you or whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
In every relationship, you should evaluate, I think. You should self-evaluate and look at just what you could have done better, what you could have said better, what you could have done.
100% agree.
Because you're never perfect.
But if you wholeheartedly, after a relationship or even during your relationship, if you look at yourself and you wouldn't, and you've never in your life said, oh, I was wrong, or like, I fucked up here, then you are so clouded because,
oh, yeah.
Like, well, I feel sorry for your partner because, like, if they're always just apologizing and you've never done a thing wrong, you're a fucking idiot because everyone does fucked up shit.
It takes time, though. Like, I think about the past, like, you just, it takes time because you just grow as a person as well.
100%.
You're not that same person that you were in that relationship. So it's like, you have to become someone different to see the stupid things that you did.
And I look back at some things I did, bro, in the past, and I'm like, oh, man, I really fumbled that shit.
Yeah, of like, course.
Fuck, dude, what an idiot, man.
But you need to go through that, you know? You need to, because eventually...
They're the pills that are bitter to swallow, though. You're like, fuck's sake, man, like, if I just knew.
Eventually, you'll take all those learnings into the right woman.
100%. So, we can end the show with this last thing.
Should we do the Spotify playlist then, that?
Yeah, we can do that.
We need some songs in here, man. PNC Lads Weekly. I'm going to do "All You Wanna Do Is Fuck Again." Mm-hmm. Tweaking again. Do you know that song?
No.
"Drink and Dance" by Future and Metro.
My
fucking great tune.
Song is gonna be "Soul Survivor" by Meek.
Sorry?
"Soul Survivor" by Meek Mill.
"Soul Survivor." I thought you said "Salsa."
"Soul Survivor."
"Soul Survivor" by who?
Meek.
Who do we dream? Meek. Why is that not coming up?
How do you spell soul?
S-O-L-E?
S-O-U-L.
Oh, so it's not the right context. There you go. All right, that's in there. Next song, please.
I'm going to go with Don't You Cry by Sunday Scaries.
And Discreet. Right, that's in there. And then my final song is going to be Bad Boy by Juice WRLD and Young Thug.
Tune. So this is something that I thought we could just do really quick, but basically like what the top things are that you look for in a girl. I've got 5. I presume a lot of ours are probably intertwined because mm-hmm. it's probably universal for a lot of guys for a lot of things, not everything, but a lot of things. So I don't know if you have any off the top of your dome that you want to go with, because I have mine written. So
we'll go one for one.
Okay, do you want to go first or you want me to go?
Oh, you go first.
Okay, so the first one I got, we kind of alluded to it before, but and this is things that will make a girl like wifey,
mm-hmm.
not just a girlfriend, because girlfriends are easy, wives are hard. But the first thing is the vibe. And by when I say vibe, I just mean like where everything just feels easy when you're around them. Like it doesn't feel like you're stressed. You don't have to put work in. It just feels naturally flowing. And obviously that's not going to occur 24/7, but that's just for the most part.
Yeah.
And along with that, I feel like for me personally, the vibe I want for my future wife is like a gentle girl.
Mm.
Like I want her to have really soft skin, soft hair. Soft mannerisms, like I just want her to be like an angel is how I like am envisioning my dream wife.
Yeah. Okay. I'd agree. What are we saying? What's the thing?
Just like what makes a girlfriend wifey.
Yeah. What makes a woman wifey? This for me is, I would say it's big. Has a good group of friends that are like her in a good way. So like her friends aren't like bad influences on her.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, they make her a better person and they call her out when she's not being her best self.
I've got that in my list as well. And it's everyone's heard the saying of like, you are the sum of the 5 people around you. And my future wife will not be my future wife if her friends are going clubbing every weekend, rinsing drugs, are not looking after their health. Like that, they're the things that like I need your friends and stuff to be doing. And when I hang out with your friend group, if their morals and stuff, like if they're just talking like, oh, Becky, like you sucked off six of the footy team last weekend. Like I'm going to be like, yeah, my girl's fucked.
Yeah, but also the big thing for the good friends group for me as well is that so you can have your time with your friends. So you're not just with me. So you're not just going with my friends.
You know? Well, that's the key because if they that's you need that, but if they're doing that with negative influences, they're going to end up just doing it. If you've got their friends in their ear, one of my biggest pet peeves is mums and girls' friends being in their ears negatively about or like the partner or like for me.
Yeah.
Because that it'll be the quickest way to ruin a relationship because if all your friends say, oh, yeah, he's a piece of shit, there's no coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm not, there's no coming back. You got angry at the argument we had. You went straight to your friend group, complained about how much of a dick I am. You emphasized all the bad shit I did, nothing to do with anything bad you did. And then you tell them that they've got this idea in their head that I'm a piece of shit. You tell your mum the relationship's done because I'm never recovering.
Yeah.
Don't run to your parents or your friends. Work it out with your partner. Unless they like beat you up or something, in which case probably go to authorities or something. Don't try and work that one out.
Yes. Next one for you.
What is... Oh, this one's really important. So they're jugs.
What? Tits.
Now, bro, I can't have my son going hungry, bro. Kids got to eat, man.
What if they...
Kids
got
to eat.
So that's a big factor for you. What if they got... Fakes for you.
No, because there's no milk in those puppies. My kid's got to eat, bro.
I was never breastfed.
I'm really?
Were you breastfed?
Yeah. Oh, I think so. I don't really remember sucking on mum's titty.
None of us were breastfed, hey?
Really?
We're bottle childs, yeah.
True.
So I couldn't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, well, I was kind of taking the piss.
Yeah,
but
I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a big thing for you?
I'm just care about the kid,
that
bro.
Gets you going.
No, it's not for me. It's for the kid.
It's for the kid.
No, I'm kidding. I would say... a big one is like, are they good with kids though? So like if I, it's not something you can really like go out and look for because you're not going to go out in public and get your girl to go and like pick up kids. But if you're around children, some girls have a vibe around kids and you can just tell they're naturally good with kids. Like
that's people in general. I'd like to add to this because I was actually seeing a girl for a bit. Probably like a year ago, and she would complain about kids a lot.
Mm.
She would complain about kids a lot, and then I'd say like, "Oh, my brother's coming over, my sister, like their respective kids coming over," and she'd, "Oh, have fun with that." Little things like that, and I'm like, "That's a red flag."
It's like a yellow. I'd say it's a yellow flag.
No, but because like, and then she'd say, "Oh, like I am." Just don't want kids.
Oh, that's the biggest red. That's a red. If I honestly
like despised kids, bro. And I'm like, I love kids. Pause.
Hold up.
Wait a minute. I've got so many nieces and nephews. I like love spending time with them, and I can't wait to have a family on my own one day. So, like you said, my future wife, they're gonna have to love kids as well, bro. They're gonna have to like. I want us. To, you know, go to like an event with all of our friends and say this kid's there and like she can just like, she's like the auntie to like to your kids and stuff like that. And it's just so good.
This is where it's peak. You're at a park and it's your family.
This is such a movie scene.
This is like genuine, like I've witnessed this.
Your
girl comes to like your family gathering. So she doesn't, this is like the first time meeting the family, and then you've got like a couple of young kids and stuff around, and instead of her just leeching off your hip the whole time, she's engaging in conversation with like your aunties, for you, like your sister, your brother and shit, and then you just look over and like she's holding the kid or like playing with the kid one-on-one, bro. That to me, I'm like, that chick is a mum.
Yeah,
that's a future mother of my kid right there. Like you can, it's so obvious when you see it, because if someone sucks with it, they're like, oh, like don't dribble on me. I'm like, oh, I don't want the kid to dribble on me.
Yeah,
you know, that's my thing. You can't have that too. But no, that one's a hard one to gauge because it's just happens or it doesn't.
My next one, has a backbone.
Like challenges you? Or like challenge, like if you say like, oh, I don't like chairs. She's like, I love chairs. Like that type of shit.
That, but also like will just stand up for herself as well.
To you or to just in general?
In general. Because there's, I know so many people out there who they'll get like spoken down on and just can't like hold their own. Yep. Especially as a woman, it's very hard to do. You see it in many instances. So a woman who can like call someone out, because I think for the majority, bro, like a lot of men out there can't deal with like strong women. If there's like a strong woman who like challenges a guy, they turn into little bitches, bro.
See, this is the thing. It's such a fine balance.
Of course.
Because like, dude, it's so like 100%. But when you say like they can't handle a strong woman, I know there's so many chicks out there like, yeah, I'm a boss bitch.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And like that, to me,
you
like-
know, like an intellectual woman who's smart and who can back her shit up because like-
When they're right.
Yeah, of course.
But that's the pivotal thing, because a lot of women just think they're always right.
But you know, the thing is though, Ev, I think that's a lot of people in general. And you know, you know how many people have, I know your dad said it to you. I know my dad said it to me, when you just have to just back. I think this is a non-negotiable for friendships and for relationships. When you're out in public, when you're dealing with someone, anyone, you always have your partner's back, no matter what.
Yeah.
Even if they're wrong.
Yeah, until they're in private. Yeah, until you're private.
Until you're private. So that's the thing. Like, if they can just be strong and whatnot, I think you just have to have their back, even if, like, you know they're wrong.
No, 100%. Or even if my friends are... if my friends, like, chirping someone else, like, I ain't going to be like... I'm not going to take the other guy's side.
Of course
not. I'm going to defend my boy until we're in private. I'll be like, you're fucking idiot. Pull your fucking head.
Yeah. So that's a big thing for me. Like, be able to hold your own.
But that's what I think, like the where I said, like, the gentle at first. I feel like a girl... This is so hard to put into words, but like if they want to challenge an idea that I have or like a mindset that I have, if they can come at it from like an intellectual point with a good backing point, not an emotional standpoint, they can actually come at it with like from a factual base with a gentle tone and like a good tone. Mm. It's so much better to have a conversation. And then that goes for guys too. Maybe not the gentle in the same light, but being able to like keep a level head, come at it from a fact-based thing. But that's where it can be difficult, because typically women like to be a little bit more emotional. In fairness, I'm pretty emotional as a man, to be honest. But if you make decisions and have conversations based off emotion, you're fucked, because you are never ever going to see eye to eye. But
unfortunately, like emotional and heated arguments or conversations, almost everyone in there is never right, because 9 times out of 10, you take back what you said 3 days later.
Yeah, which is why
you'd say something different.
One of my like biggest things now, I don't say anything.
Yeah,
which can also be bad too. Yeah. But like, if you just don't say anything and come back to it, like you'll actually when you can process it, because otherwise it's just like, oh, you did this, fuck off, like you did that. Like if you just walk off, come back, you'd be like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Anyway, your next one.
Anyway, but I do agree with this one kind of goes hand in hand, but having priorities and drive.
Yeah.
So like having a girl who has her priorities. So if I'm like, oh, do you want to go to dinner? She's like, I've got to go to the gym. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, you do. I'm going to come to the gym. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, fucking oath. Or, oh, I've got to, I'd be like, do you want to go to the footy? She's like, oh, I've got to look after my niece.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, you do. Fuck yeah, you do. You know, like, not just like, I can come. Like, fuck the family. I don't care about any of that shit.
Yeah.
And then also drive, in terms of like, you actually have some ambition in life. And even if your ambition at some point is to just, I want to be the best mum ever, I don't give a fuck. Whatever, you just need to have something.
Yeah. We'll get through these next ones. So my next one is just being active and healthy, and that being like almost like number one, because... See it just in like, even in my extended family, how different people are. Like my auntie, for example, she's so like, eat clean. looks after herself, exercises, blah, blah, blah. And she's 50.
Yeah.
She's 50 and like she's just not going to change her ways. But she's not so over the top. Can still enjoy things, can still have fun, can still do stuff. But if you can't gauge like yourself and your own body and you can't look after yourself, it's not going to work because I can. Because I can, and I think I always will.
No, 1,000%.
So like you got to, no, you just got to keep on top of yourself, keep yourself healthy.
I've always said it's not about like, oh, because people ask, would you date a fat chick? And my answer is always like, I probably wouldn't. And it's not because of the looks. Obviously, that's lifestyle. A benefit. But yeah, it's the lifestyle. You don't care enough about yourself to look after your health, to watch what you eat, to your energy levels are naturally going to be slumped compared to someone who's active and goes for runs. Like,
it just leads to different things. If you can't look after yourself, yeah, like I was saying, battery just cut out, unfortunately. But yeah, if you can't look after yourself and you can't stick to like keeping those good habits, it just, that bleeds into other factors of your life that you can't stick to something. You can't stay on top of that.
100%. It's even just like when you have kids, like, are you going to put unhealthy habits into our kids? Because I like, obviously this is very hypothetical when I don't have kids, and when you don't have time things change, but when I have kids, I in my head I have an idea of how I want to raise them.
Yeah,
like I want them to be eating really healthy organic foods, working out, like not in a gym but like you're playing sport with them, fitness, like they're just gonna be healthy. Now if you're have terrible habits where you get fast food 3 times a week and then you want to, I can't be bothered cooking. Be bothered cooking.
Yeah.
Do you know, like when I can't be asked cooking, it's 8:30 PM. I've just gone home from the gym. I still go fry some fucking chicken breasts because like I want to eat the protein.
And there's some, as a kid, I've seen it, like we used to work with a guy. He was like, oh yeah, my parents didn't cook, so just had to learn. But yeah. Well, the majority aren't like that and they'll just... I'll just take the takeaway because kids love takeaway. I fucking love takeaway.
Yeah, of course. I still get takeaway now, you know. Like when I have kids, I know for a fact my takeaway intake will decrease because I don't want that shit going into them. It's so young. Yeah. I didn't have takeaway until I was like 12 as a kid.
Yeah, and that was on your parents.
Mm.
In terms of another one for me, just the last one, I can't really think.
I mean, that was your last one, but...
There's heaps, really. There's a lot. There's heaps that we could go, but those are probably just our short, sharp ones.
Yeah, I just think like... The vibe, work ethic, and then like how if they have like motherly traits is like big things for me.
Yeah.
Let us know for girls. DM us. Maybe we can do what girls look for guys, because obviously we can't
talk. Send us voice messages.
Yeah, or just send us DM, send us notes so we can make like a list of what you guys look for in guys. Maybe we could work on ourselves. Maybe we'll learn some things.
True.
But yeah, that's pretty much everything for this week. That's 149, episode 150, the 1.5 ton.
1.5 ton? an hour and 13, wow. That's a long one.
It's a good episode. Let us know as well, because someone did message me saying, oh, like, can you guys talk less about manly man shit and just talk about like some relationshipy stuff and make it a little more girly. So let us know if you share that opinion, and also what topics you would want us to talk about in terms of relationship. And
this is the thing. Okay, so I just watched the Samsung video. It was actually a clip, and he said, "Tell me what you guys want to see, because I don't do these because I enjoy them. I do these because you like it." And I'm like, "Yeah, you probably do enjoy it, but also, yeah, it's a 50-50, probably 60-40 split." So,
I mean, the show's for you guys. If no one watched, I wouldn't keep doing it.
Of course. So if you don't tell us, then we can't make the show. So tell us what you want to see.
We're going to restructure a lot of things too. I'm learning some things in my uni course.
Apart from that, we're yappers. So adios.
Bye.